say, Mr. Winterbottom, you been out to see the loose forts or anything yet?
Nope, no ain't had a chance to get out there. Been pretty busy here in the store.
Well, they're going to open it next week.
Yeah, sure I hear. Me and Ed sort of figuring on going out and see it then.
Sir, well, I thought you and Mr. Peters was again prize fight.
What's that, you see?
I said I thought you and Mr. Peters was again fight.
Oh, yes, yes, we are. But what's that got to do with the arena?
What's that got to do with the arena?
Yes, they ain't going to have no fights in the arena, are they?
No, they ain't going to have no fights in the arena. No, they're going to have Sunday school picnics there.
Oh, Sunday school picnics, huh? Well, now that's right nice. Well, I said they ought to have some place around here for Sunday school picnics.
Sir, are you kidding me? Don't you know that...
Oh, just a second here. There's a telephone. Just a second.
That's all right. I was leaving anyway. Well, so long. I'll be seeing you.
Yes, you're glad you dropped in. Come in again sometime. Hello. Oh, hello, Miss Howe. No, I ain't here right now. He ought to be back soon, though. Who'd you say was coming from Squidville to see him? Didn't quite get that name yet. Oh, Mr. Eves. Well, what's he want to see him about? What? Say, well, you don't tell me. You bet I will, Mrs. Howe, yes. Here's Ed now. Hello. Oh, shucks. Well,
who was it?
Hey, look out there. Point that gun the other way. That dude behind.
Well, don't get so dad darn scary. This gun's loaded.
Look out, I tell you.
It's only guns that ain't loaded that go off and shoot people.
Well, you put it over behind the counter there. What you carrying around a shotgun for, anyhow?
Well, I'll tell you, Zeb, I'm plagued tired of that feller Nelson coming here and picking on us. So I just loaded up the old shotgun with rock salt, and the next time
he... Yes, well, you just put it away.
Yeah, but it's just loaded with rock salt.
Put it away, I tell you, and stop arguing.
Well, I'll just set it here. I'll put it away in a minute. Who was that on the phone, Mrs. Tinkley?
No, it was Mrs. Howe. And say, what do you think? There's a fella coming over from Squidville to give you a medal or something.
Medal?
Yes.
What for?
Well, Mrs. Howe said he was president of the United Reformers. And she said they was figuring on giving you a medal because you was again prize fighting. And maybe it'll be a gold medal.
Yeah, sure. I bet it's just a dad darn fake. You just gold plated.
No, I tell you, it ain't a fake. This fella's the head of the United Reformers, and they don't believe in fighting. And that's why they're figuring on giving you medals.
I bet there's a catch to it. Just like there is to this dad darn arena business.
How do you mean? There ain't no catch in the arena business. That arena's a fine thing.
Yeah, well, now that it's darn near built, what are they going to use it for?
There you go. Just showing your ignorance. Every darn fool knows what they're going to use it for. They're going to use it for Sunday school picnics.
Well, I thought you said we was going to make some money out of it.
We are. We certainly are. If people come there to have a picnic, they've got to buy provisions, don't they?
Buy what?
Provisions. You know what you get at a picnic, don't you?
Certainly I do.
Well, when they...
I get a stomach ache.
Oh, you don't. You don't.
And besides, the last time I got stung by a wasp.
Yes, but I'm talking about provisions, not stomach aches. And right in this store is where people get them.
Stomach aches?
No, provisions. Things to eat. Mr. Bigger said the arena would bring millions of people here.
What, say?
A million people. They've all got to eat their stuff or get their stuff off of us, because they've got to eat. Well, I think I'm eating a million pies.
Oh, and that accounts for it.
Hmm? Accounts for what?
All them people having the stomach ache. What done it was eating them pies.
Oh, they ain't got the stomach ache. Stomach ache ain't got nothing to do with it.
What do you keep talking about stomach ache for? What'd you bring it up for?
Why? Because shucks, I don't remember why I brought it up. You're enough to make a feller forget his own name, I declare. Come on now, let's get busy and get this floor scrubbed.
Well, shucks, I gotta go over and see Lem Butler first.
Never mind Lem Butler. Here, grab a hold of the hose and...
What hose?
This hose right here. Take it.
Yeah, shucks.
And the snake with the bit you. Now, I'll go in the back room and turn it on, and then you squirt it on the floor.
Now, go ahead. I can't hold the darn thing all day.
You just keep your shirt on. I'll turn it on when I'm good and ready.
Oh, it's figuring up work to do. Enough to give the fellow a back.
Well, good morning. Have I the honor of addressing Mr. Peters?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I'm Mr. Peter Eby of Squidgeville, United Reformers.
What?
My name is E.B.
Yeah, I know. It's E.B. E.B. M. Ed Peters.
No. That's my name. E.B. Peter.
You're crazy. Ed Peters is my name, and I can prove it.
I know, but I said E.B. President of the United Reformers.
How's that?
You are. You are.
But Tom Sanders, I know I am. I'm...
Well, but you're not. I am.
And I'll dad during you in just about 2 seconds. I'm going
to... Oh, my dear fellow. My dear fellow, now, down just a moment. You have my assurance that I meant no...
Have what?
My assurance. You have my assurance.
You're a dad-ratted liar. I have never seen your insurance. Now, you go on, get out of here. Go on,
no,
get.
No, but wait. There's a misunderstanding. Didn't Mrs. Howe telephone to you about my coming here? I wanted to talk to you about presenting you with a little token of our esteem for your activities against the prize fight.
You mean and you're the fellow that's going to give me the medal?
Well, it's not exactly a medal, but, well, you see, well, yes.
Yeah, I'll be dead darned. Well, I guess maybe I was a little persnickety after all.
Oh, that's all right, my dear fellow. That's quite all right. I'll overlook it. Now that we are good friends.
Look, let me drive.
No, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Keep away from me. I was never so insulted in my life. I shall report this to
him. He's going to give me a medal.
Yes, a medal, you see. But yes, now, it wasn't Deb's fault, mister. I turned that hose on to the back room. You see, I didn't know you was in here. Now, listen, mister.
Oh, but it is very, very careless of him to point the hose at me.
I know, but it was an accident. An accident, that's all.
Well, perhaps it was.
Yes.
I'll let it pass.
Yes, of course you will. And now that's fine. Just what was it you wanted, mister?
I'm from the United Reformers League, and we are thinking of presenting Mr. Peters with a cup.
A cup of what?
Why, a cup as a reward of what you've done. A loving cup.
Shucks. I ain't been loving nobody.
Mr. Peters is quite a humorist, isn't he?
Shut up, you darn fool.
And the committee thought that it would be rather fitting and appropriate to come over in a body and present it to him, say, next Friday evening.
How's that?
Say, next Friday evening.
All right, I'll bite, I'll say it. Next Friday evening. Now, what's the joke?
Oh, no. I mean, we will come over and present the cup to you next Friday evening, if you will be here.
Why, yes, of course you will. Of course you will, mister.
Very well. Then that's settled.
Yes.
And I'm very, very happy to have met you, Mr. Peter. And I'm sure we shall become fast friends.
Yes, you'll like airball. Right?
Well, I must be going. And I shall not forget your quaint humor, Mr. Peter. Goodbye.
Yes, so long. Abby, move that hose out of the way there.
Goodbye.
Hey, look out for that shotgun. Now, look, you sunshine old fool. I told you to look out for that shotgun. Now there goes your cup, right out the door. You've ruined everything. Just ruined it.
Ah, shucks. I wouldn't hurt the dad-darn cup unless he had it in his hip pocket.